kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang malaking pagbabago sa batas ng migrasyon sa Australia kung saan libo-libong mga temporary visa holders ang maaaring maapektuhan. Nagdulot ito ng pangamba sa ilan nating mga kababayan sa social media, kaya ang tanong, talaga bang maapektuhan ang mga Pinoy dito? Yan ang ating aalamin sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Sa ilalim ng mga bagong amyenda sa Migration Act na isinulong ng gobyerno ng Australia, binibigyan na ngayon ng malawak na kapangyarihan ng Home Affairs Minister na harangin ang pagpasok ng mga dayuhang mayroon ng aprobadong temporary visa. Ipiniliwanag ito ng Director at Principal Migration Agent ng RACC Australia na si Michael Mogianto.
So this is a new power that the ministry can use to stop certain temporary visa holders from entering Australia, basically. So it applies to only to people outside of Australia, and you know, it's basically it's something called an arrival control determination. So why this is exists? Because you know, to protect the integrities of Australian migration system and to allow fast, large scale response instead of cancelling visa one by one. This has been made to deal with situation of unexpected global events, for example, war, crisis, and major conflicts. As you know, now it's happening like with the war. I think they just have this as a precautious, if something getting worse, and they have to restrict for certain visa to come to enter Australia. I think this is like the purpose, to manage the risk that people may not leave Australia after their visa ends, and to control in terms of how many people can come into Australia during this kind of events if it happened.
Sinabi ni Mogianto na nasa diskresyon o pagpapasya ng ministro kung kailan gagamitin ang kapangyarihan.
So it is the discretion of the minister to exercise this power. It needs to be like review by the minister as well. So it won't happen like straight away, like some. But they have to act on it when things happen, and they need to make a call. It's usually for those who are like currently overseas, not the one on shore, basically. If people leave Australia and they, you know, if something happened, they wouldn't be able to come back, for example, unless if there's any compelling, compassionate reason. The ministry needs to review that as well.
Ayon sa mga opisyal ng Home Affairs, ang nasabing entry ban ay maaaring tumagal ng 6 hanggang 12 buwan. Sa halip na isa-isahin suriin o kanselahin ang bawat visa, papayagan ng bagong batas ang gobyerno na limitahan ang isang buong visa class sa loob ng itinakdang panahon. Ngunit may mga kondisyon. Bago ito maipatupad, kailangan munang nakasulat na pahintulot o kasunduan mula sa Prime Minister at Foreign Affairs Minister. Sinagot naman ni Michael Mogianto ang tanong kung sino nga ba ang maapektuhan ito.
It said in the announcement is like a temporary visa, basically. So there's so many different type of temporary visa in Australia. So they don't specify, to be honest, like which subclass for until now. But we can just see like what's on the temporary visa. You know, like student visa is temporary, temporary graduate visa, working holiday, even like training visa, employment sponsor visa. They're all temporary visa for certain class subclasses. So they haven't mentioned specifically, but we just see that what could be like a temporary visa in Australia. But probably not so much so partner visa, because partner visa has like their relative or their partner in Australia. So probably not partner visa, even though it's the temporary, because it said something to do with if they have Australian partner or spouse, probably not including that one.
Ayon sa balita ng SBS News, higit 60,000 o 60,000 ang posibleng maapektuhan mula sa mga bansa sa Middle East. binatikos ang batas ng Partido Greens at ilang grupo na sinabing haharangan nito ang mga nagnanais na makahanap ng refuge o asylum sa Australia gaya ng mga galing sa Iran. Ayon naman sa migration consultant na si Michael Mojanto na ayon sa batasan niya, walang particular na bansa o nationality ito nakatuon.
So they haven't really specified that one as well. I know that a lot of people want to know this one. I think it's just based on the situation where, for example, where the war is happening, for example, and also if there's any pandemic or anything that can be bring risk inside into Australia that can affect Australian public in general. I think they didn't specify, but we can see that, you know, like where it's originate coming from, that could be something that they may consider. But this is all under this discretionary of the ministry anyway. So it's not something that we can just assume or make a thing that could happen. I know, but people, when they saw the news, of course, they will worry, right? But it doesn't mean that it will happen because we still have Filipino clients, Filipino coming to Australia now. And we're still helping with their visa and successful application. So it's still, they still can come in. So it's just, it's case by case. It depends on the discretionary of the ministry, what I can see.
Sakali namang nabigyan ka na ng visa at biglang nangyari ang ban, sinabi ni Mojanto na hindi makakansela mga visa, pero maaaring hindi ka muna makapasok agad sa Australia. Sa may mga hawak naman ng temporary visas gaya ng student at iba pa, payo ng registered migration agent na ipagpaliban muna mga biyahe kung hindi naman kinakailangan.
The visa itself will not be cancelled. They probably just put a pause or like the temporary ban for 6 months. That's what they said. So it's not going to be cancelled. But probably if you worry that if you go out and then you will not be able to come back in, maybe just, you know, try to avoid that if it's not like urgent that you have to travel back home, for example. So try during this time because it's very unpredictable. So probably try to stay here, but also be careful because government doesn't really like when students go on holiday during the study sessions. So they don't like that every time that happened, they might cancel the visa because students supposed to be studying during that time. But that's more in general. But for specific for this announcement, they're not going to cancel the visa, but it's just like temporary, you know, put on like ban or something or hold, they can enter the country. If you think that it's not something that urgent that you need to travel, maybe I would suggest that maybe just stay for now and see like how things progress and like the situation, if it's getting worse or not. I think maybe just put a pause on that plan for now, because otherwise if you go out you might not be able to come back in. So I think unless if it's really urgent, you know, if someone's sick or someone, you know, like you have to face it, maybe then maybe you can travel. But if it's not that urgent, maybe you need to consider to postpone maybe just for your, so you can be able to come back just in case if they put the ban.
Ganito din ang payo nito sa mga Australian temporary visa holders na kasalukuyang nasa Pilipinas o nasa ibang bansa. Sakali namang maipatupad ang ban at nasa labas na ng bansa, may paraan ng apila ayon kay Mojanto.
So if you have Australian citizens or permanent residents, like they can try to appeal to the minister, and it's case by case. They can, the minister can have discretionary, you know. There's minister intervention, but because this is not a visa refusal or cancellation, so it's not something that you can appeal to the ART, you know, the tribunal. So it will be just under like appeal to the minister himself, like to allow them to come back in, basically, because they don't treat this as a cancellation or refusal, because technically the visa is not cancelled, right? So it's just a pause. So the appeal will go basically to appeal to the minister. In Australia, they also like minister intervention, so to use this power to make a decision to override or have discretionary That will be going to the minister himself.
Sinabi din ng migration consultant na mabuting maintindihan ang bagong batas para mabawasan ang pangamba.
I would suggest to not be too overwhelmed or too stressed about this, because this is like announcement. Sometimes they don't implement straight away, and sometimes we worry too much, but then it might not happen to us, you know. So as long as I think we always follow like the visa conditions, you know, like the government rules, I think it should be fine.
Dagdag din itong dapat mag-ingat sa mga nababasang impormasyon at sundan ang balita sa mapagkakatiwalaang source, lalo na sa gitna ng nagkalat na fake news.
Our company, we usually post some updates on our social media. We also have access to our association like MIA. On official government website, Home Office, there's also news updates as well. There's a sections about news. Maybe you can subscribe or check that the page on a regular basis, but just be careful when reading on the news. Sometimes we need to make sure that we have the right understanding, the correct information, because sometimes the news can send a panic updates and make people worry. I think we just need to keep calm and then seek clarification from professionals who will assess and also look at the regulations, updates more from the accurate resources instead of just based on what people said. It's better to seek for professional advice, I think.
Ang mga detalye sa ulat na ito ay pangkalahatang impormasyon lamang. Para sa angkop at naaayon na payo sa inyong personal na sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa abogado, eksperto at kinauukulang ahensya. Ako si TJ Correa para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa. Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.